When they took the stage for the first time ever on this date, September 7th, 1968, they were billed as the new Yardbirds. Soon, the world would know them as Led Zeppelin. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. During the summer of 1968, the Yardbirds had fallen apart, but a Scandinavian tour was already booked, and it fell upon lead guitarist Jimmy Page to pick up the pieces. A new combo formed, including vocalist Robert Plant, bassist John Paul Jones, and drummer John Bonham. No one knew it would be a historic lineup when the foursome walked into the Gladsaxe Teen Club in Denmark. They had only about 15 hours of rehearsals, and the club didn't know until a few hours before that it would be a new lineup. But when they took the stage at 5:30 in the afternoon, the reviews were largely positive and the fans enthusiastic. And then it was on to an evening show at another club. There's no set list that survived, but based on the last set lists of the Yardbirds, songs like You Shook Me, Dazed and Confused, Communication Breakdown, Babe I'm Gonna Leave You, and How Many More Times were likely included, as all were songs on the first self-titled album recorded the next month in London. Soon after, the band name changed, either from legal claims from the other Yardbirds or because Jimmy Page wanted to start fresh. The story goes, the initial lineup Page wanted was himself, Jeff Beck, and Keith Moon, who joked that that band would go over, not like a lead balloon, but like a Led Zeppelin. The name stuck. The rest was history when the new Yardbirds took the stage for the very first time on this date, September 7th, 1968, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.